after having completed, I mean, they're really complete. We learned about the mitzvah of mezuzah, and the mitzvah of tefillin, and the mitzvah of tzitzit, and primarily from the perspective of the user, not the sofrim. So now, I'll turn our attention to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Once again, a decision was made not to go into the intricacies of the Ksiva itself, which the sofrim has to know about, all the kutzah shoyurin, etc. We have limited time, down for the last week. So we will concentrate on the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, covered Sefer Torah. If you have a chance, we'll go into the sugya of Shmona Psukim at the end. The Gemara over here, Laminam and Aleph, Alokeach, Sefer Torah, Menashuk, Kichotev, Mitzvah, Menashuk. Kisovo, Ma'alel, Amakosov, Kilo, Kilo, Me'asina. Omar, Sheshes, and Megia, Kilos, Achas, Ma'alel, Amakosov, Kilo, Kisov. That's the sugi. Too long. Zok Rashi. Kichotev, Mitzvah. U'mitzvah, Ova. Avali, Kosov, have a mitzvah, you say, respect. Rashi takes the word chotek mitzvah and ashuk to say he really fulfilled the mitzvah. Only if he would have written it himself, he would have a bigger mitzvah. The Nemuke Yosef, that I guess you will see, has a similar expression. Very beginning, he says, Kichotev, Tiri she'ein lo schar godol kol kach, kimi she'torach b'ksivoto. Doesn't have schar godol kol kach, but for the mitzvah, he has. This is Shitas Rashi and the Nimuk Yosef. However, the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Ayin Reish, converted Sif Aleph, says no. So I'm all right. Avo lekocho kach lo igi avo davar. In other words, if you bought a Sefer Torah and it was deficient, and you're magia, if you have a mitzvah, avo just you bought it as is, perfect. Have a kechotev mitzvah min ashuk. And he asked three words. Ve'eino yotzei bozeh. You're not yotzei. So they put the shimon to the corner of the drawer. You are yotzei. And the Aruch HaShulchan asked, he doesn't understand where the Ramah gets it from, against all the Rishonim. He saw some unanimity amongst the Rishonim. Oh, thank you. Unanimity amongst the Rishonim who say that in fact you are Yosef, so where did the Ramah come up to go against Rashi and to go against the Nimuke Yosef? And he suggests going against Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos is a very interesting Tosfos. Let's read the Lashon inside. Tosfos Lashon, what we saw that some of the Magia. So, Kilo Kosovo. Here it says, V'torah shalokach min ashuk. Lo nachshav ol kechotev mitzvah sheitzel chaveir ba'aveira. Shohoya eitzel chaveir ba'aveira. Shohem ma'ashe sefer shenemugah gomal al zeh kilu ksav. And if I buy from you a sefer Torah which is perfect, I'm chapping it from you. And I'm grabbing it away from your hands. So it's not so, yeah. They have a mitzvah, but it's not so nice. But by you it's possible. And you're in violation of having sefer shenemugah. And I buy it from you and I fix it. So I'm not considering him a chotev. I'm a great guy. But the way the Aruch HaShulchan reads, if I bought it from you and did not fix it, they also have a mitzvah. Same as Shitas Rashi. However, others disagree. The Gra and the Drisha both learn Pshat and Tosfos? No. You only fulfill the mitzvah if you buy it and fix it. Only if you buy it and fix it. But what about either one? You fixed it and didn't buy it, or buy it and didn't fix it. Not so clear. In any event, the Ruch HaShulchan is barred, and why did Ramos is going against all the Rishonim? It's not against all the Rishonim. A Rambam, whenever you're stuck, it's always the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, where he writes, that's a quotation of our Gemara, correct? That's not in the Gemara. That's in our Gemara. But what's blatantly missing? The Rambam left it out. He left it out, presumably, but he doesn't agree. Left it out. So if he left it out, presumably not Yotze. We're not sure why left it out yet, but he left it out. Maybe he understood. Kikotek mitzvah and ashuk is a very negative expression. It's like a grabbing, but it's not really a mitzvah. It's unclear what the term means. Kikotek mitzvah and ashuk. Kikotek is a nice expression. Well, not such a nice expression. Mora said, Kikotek mitzvah and ashuk. The Rambam could have understood it to mean it's like a mitzvah. Could be. However, the Rambam did say that if you hire someone to write for you, or employ someone to write for you, then you are yours. That's what the Rambam says. You can't write yourself. A cherem calls from they write for you. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan with a whopper line. This is, I think, an incredible line. He says at the end of Siv Gimel, Aflafi Daita, even according to the Rambam and the Rambam, nearly, the Hakonami has so fair, Hakosev Limkla Sevatara, the Yot. If I buy it from a person who's not a sofer, he owns a Sevatara. I got it from wherever he got it. And I buy it from him, I'm not guilty. If I buy it from a professional sofer who writes the story in order to sell them, and he wrote a stop, they never met me before. Now that he's three-quarters of the way through, I bump into him, well, he's finished. I meet him in the street and say, I need to say, oh, yeah, I just finished writing one. And I buy from him, Zot Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Gimel, it's certainly yours. Why? I don't know why. The Ryan, he's talking about him and Alice. Who? The Chalos told her, Kike Nazir, I saw Limka B'Shuk Yotzen Ben. What? What is he talking about? The Mishnah says in Sachal Anahem and Aleph, if somebody made matzahs, they had a march for carbon, so for Tozo or Nazir, you're not Yosef. That's if he's a private citizen. But if he's a baker, he made it to be used, if anyone, well, he had in mind for the Shem carbon, in case somebody needs it for a carbon. He's a professional baker. He's Moshe Lama Chesem Advei. He had a mind in case no one buys it from me. So he's stuck with it. Hectic. He had a mind if no one else will buy it, then I'll use it. So then he goes to the midst of the match. So Hashulcha makes a comparison to a sofer who writes a Sefer Torah. For everyone who wants to buy it. So this guy comes in and says he wants to buy it. Good enough. I don't understand the comparison whatsoever. In Hilchos Matzah, if you write us, you make a matzah, the Shem carbon, it's no good for a whole variety of reasons. The Gemara talks about it's not Nechal B'chol Moshavis, or whatever, it's not going into the process. So, but if I have in the back of my mind that maybe it's not going to be for a carbon, it's good enough. Right? It's the two things, either for the carbon or it's not a carbon. It's unclear. Because in the back of his mind, if he's a professional baker, he'll use it for private use. So that's good enough. Well, the counselor would say, for Torah, he's a professional. He's writing a Sefer Torah. He has no idea who, he never met you before. What do you say? He's Lloyd Muslim Atreya. I write a Sefer Torah, I want to sell it. To whom? I have no clue. And then I meet Chaim. After I finish the Sefer Torah, so Chaim bought it. It's not the Lloyd Muslim, I wrote the Sefer Torah for Chaim. I never heard of Chaim. I just don't understand the Ruch HaShulchan comparison. Whatsoever. The only way it's going to work someone else to write the Torah, it's shluch l'shlav kamal. That requires the chora in advance. Right, in advance. Someone's mamana me a shliach, I write the Torah. He doesn't appoint me. So I write it first, and then I meet him afterwards as if I wrote it from with zoch and l'otam. Doesn't make any sense to me, the Torah HaShulchan's svara. I don't understand. Okay, Rabbi Tzai. Now the very important thing which was found in the Rambam, based on the Gemara, but that was not Hedrin. Very important Gemara. The companion Gemara in Shas, to Menachos Saflamid, is Sanhedrin of Chafalach. There it says, V'achal pi she'nichlo avosim sefer Torah, mitzvah lichlo mishalom. Gemara Sanhedrin of Chafalach. And the Rambam quotes will be in Perek Zayin al Chalaf and Hilchus Sefer Torah. Now, L'chayra, Rabbi Tzai, L'chayra, you see from here, that the mitzvah is not to have a Sefer Torah, but the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah was to have a Sefer Torah, the person Yashin did, he has one. You see, the mitzvah is to what? To write a Sefer Torah. Oh, right to the Rambam. If I say the Torah, true, now I own it, doesn't matter. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to own it. The mitzvah is to write it. Not surprising, because the source of the mitzvah is Vata Kitzul Hashem Es Hashir Adol. You have to write it. So writing it means not inheriting it and not buying it. Is there a difference between buying and inheriting? Or no difference? And then with the Mefurshu Gemara Sanhedrin, the Chafalach, the Mefurshu Rambam, that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah by yashning it, so you don't fulfill it by buying it. That's the Shas and the Rambam. Goes together. Who said so? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is the grand finale, mitzvah tov, reish, yud, gimel, the last mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Seder of the Chinuch. That's a beautiful, beautiful kedaka, b'chodesh, it's beautiful. He writes over here that I'll give you a quotation. Poshet, Moshe v'Yerusha any other mitzvah, more than Bekana, Mali Kinyan a Yerusha, came with the law custom of mitzvah yaksiva. Shoyim. He quotes Gemara Menachem. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Quote the Rashi of Yerusha. He doesn't understand. It says, Kisvu, a mitzvah yaksiva, Mali Yerusha, the layotza, Mali Kinyan, came with the Xeris a custom of the Bina Yaksiva. Now, in the footnote base in the new Machon Yerushalayim version, called the Tshuva Tzor B'Kivega B'Ksav Yad, that indeed there's no distinction between Yerusha and Kinyan. He claims here in the footnote that those who said quote Rashi, and they say that Kinyan is different than Yerusha, presumably because Kinyan did something. He did something out of mitzvah. Yerusha is sleeping. The person says Yerusha is his father dies, he doesn't even know about it. Bal Kocha, how can that be a mitzvah? It's the distinction which he found over here in the footnote base. He tells you to look at the Tak and the Gra, but I didn't see this distinction there at all. I don't know unless it's maybe it's an independent distinction. Don't know. Rabbi Kiva got the following Mahalach like this. In the Gemara and the Sefer Sanhedrin, it's not so precious. This din, are we passing like it? I'm not passing like it. First, the Yashin to say the Torah is not fulfilled the mitzvah. It's not as simple. It's not unanimously accepted. The Gemara has the machlokas abaye, either rovo or rabba to yourself. And the Sanhedrin of Kofala from the day. Gemara says, Omar rovo or rabba, afa pisha nikhla avot of Adam say the Torah, mitzvah the Kuvish Shalom. Eitri Abaye, the fact that Abaye argues, he has the cash, he seems to be arguing. Right? So it's possible, this is what the Kivega was quoted as saying, as follows, that there are more holes like Rashi, Ain't killing by Rishon Lichvia. Rav Gidol and Menachos, our Gemara, holds like Abaye Sanhedrin, who argues with Rava, and says, Yose, Michelle, Yerusha. There it is. King Yerusha is the same. The Machlokas Abaye and then Rava or Rava and Sanhedrin, and the Machlokas Arapaskin. And our Gemara goes according to Abaye. So therefore there are more passes like Rava, and therefore you're not Yose. Rashi, Paskin, like Abaye, like Rav Gittel and our Sugya. This is quoted from Rabbi Akiva Eger and from the Beit Halevi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Vav, Sifkotin, Beit. And he said that the Rif holds the same way. The Rif left out Rava's din, quotes our Gemara. The Yotzer of the Kenyan. The Yotzer of the Kenyan, who was the Nam Yotzer of the Yerusha. And therefore the Rif omitted the din of Sanhedrin. So if you yash from your father, you have to write another one. Not true. So I said, Beis HaLevi, quote here, footnote Beis, Min Chassinuch Mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Gimel. Truth to tell, for those who don't exactly reverse, you put quotes over here in the cotton, Gimel, in the footnote. The Rish left out the din of Ein or Yotzev Yerusha. You know why? Because you already passed it. But a Koneh, Havik Echotev Mitzvah Min Ashuk, which means what? You learn track. You're not Yosef. That's what I'm all learning. You're not Yosef. And once in Yosef the Kenyan, Kavachomer be Yerusha. We did nothing. But the Machlok is not Koto, Akoto. What does the Rif hold? You with me? The Rif calls Akam of Echotev Min Ashuk, left eye rubber, that if you yash the Torah, you won't save a Torah. How do you respond to that? The two opposite responses. One is the Beis HaLevi's response, only in footnote days. What? That we paskin Yosef with Kenyan and Huadin, the Yerusha. So that's that. The din of Sanhedrin, because we don't paskin that way. Because it's wrong. You're in fact Yosef even the Yerusha. However, others suggest, Revit Hazor suggests the other way around, that the risk Kachotev Mitzvah Midian not Yosef. That would be good because the Rambam usually follows the risk. Right? You're not Yosef. And he left at the din of Ein Yosef Yerusha to Kav HaChomer. He didn't do anything. We have time. I don't know who's right. The only simon a little bit that the Rambam usually follows the risk may have been right to the second interpretation. They found the second of footnote. Fine. There is another problem. That in the Sefer HaMitzvah, I looked it up, the Mitzvah says Yudchet, he sounds as if he says that you do fulfill the Mitzvah if you bought it. You may Efshel or the Kosvah, Terech Sheikneu, or Yitzchami Lichto. Of course, I have to look now in the new Sefer HaMitzvah, which we don't have here. Do we have it? The Frankel edition, the recent one. I wonder if there's a different here. The Mitzvah says Yudchet, if you have one, you do it? I don't think so. It just came out of this year. So I wonder what the gears, what the mitzvah is over there. Okay. What's the source of all this mitzvah that's same in the Torah? Kitzu lachemesh hashira dos. The Mefurashi Gemara, Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph and Bey, and it's called Aloch and the Rambam. What does shira dos mean? Kitzu lachemesh hashira dos. Look the Rambam and Zay. Mitzvahs Asay shall kolet ishri ishri Yisrael lichtov sefer Torah atmo shenel v'atah kitzu lechem at Hashira. Kloma, kitzu lechem Torah sheyesh bo shira zu l'fi shen kosmet at Torah parshiyot parshiyot. What does that mean? How does the Rambam understand the word shira? Which parshiyot what? Shira tazinu. Kitzul, let's down the part right before. Kitzul lechem at Hashira Hazot. Right? And the next then follows Hazinu. No. So I said, if it's only right Hazinu, I say it'd be much easier. No? What do you say, Rabbi Shah? Much easier way to fulfill the mitzvah, right? Hazinu. Even you and I could try our hands at it then. You're going to learn about it, right? I mean, try reading about Hazinu. It'll be hard for me anyway. But still, it's much easier than the whole Torah. The Ramzan can't be. So you're not permitted to write a parsha. What does it mean? There's a famous rule that Dvar Shev Estav have to be written in full units. Any less than three is called our pair. It's not allowed. You can't do it. You're not allowed to write Shira Tazim. So it must be that what? Shira doesn't mean to write only the Hazim. It means you write the entire Torah. That's what the Rambam said. So the Shagat Aryeh is the similar to Zalim. Hey, wait a second. What if a Yid is not such a big tzaddik? And he writes Shira Tazim? Good. He violated the din of Zalim Shabbat should not be written in less than 4 years. But the Yavish. But the Yavish of Abba Chosav is Ashira Luchuda, Yosi Dechovasa. Takia. If I write Hazina, I'm Yosi with the Yavish. Oh, Dilma, maybe not. This is a quotation of Shagatai. Kevich and Kosin is a Torah Parshish Parshish Luchud. Rachmona Makitsu Lechem as Ashira. Bal Korokako, Lav Shira Luchuda Bamashma. Glenn Kosin Parshish Parshish. Tavlik Ilu Kosin Rachmona Lehedya. That's a kitzvu lachem haTorah sheyesh b'shira zu. V'al kol haTorah kabod rachmana lichtov. V'im chosar akidos achas layot v'chovat mitzvah zu. Let's see about the entire thing. That's Shad Miramba. Kitzvu lachem Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. That's Rambam's lashon. Kitzvu lachem Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. Quotation of the Rambam. Fine. True, you may not write the entire, you may not write a one parsha of the Torah, no one parsha, no two parshas. But a chumish, chamisha chum shei Torah, I want to write the entirety of Bereishis or Dvarim. You got to do that. No violation. That the Shagat Aryeh of Shira itself really means Hazinu. Except that it's impossible because you can't write Torah Parshas to Parshas. We allow to write Torah Chumashim to Chumashim. There exists a concept called the Chumash in Medina de Gemara. Even before the 8th class of Hashem. So the Medina of a Chumash. So maybe the Mitzvah don't write the Chumash Dvar. It really should have been Hazinu. You can't do that. But the smallest possible unit you're allowed to write is Chumash Dvar. Mitzvah here. We know a mitzvah say lichta was called a Torah. It's Torah Rechir. He has no Torah. Torah Rechir. The Orach HaShulchan said he doesn't understand the Shagat Aryeh. What kind of Torah Rechir is this? He himself gave a Torah. Now HaShulchan says at the end of the Yisdalim, the Menayin Reish, Lo Ovid, Kevad al shiru lechudol amotzi koi, can't mean Hazinu, bal karcha da kavona al kol haTorah kula, kidisai mikro isham, divri haTorah atumam. Doesn't understand the kasha. Now, shiru can be one of two things. It can mean Hazinu, or it can mean kol haTorah kula. So the Chashulchan understands that the word shiru is ambiguous, and the maskana, the Rambam is, that it means kol haTorah kula. Shagat Aryeh says, no, it means Hazinu. But de facto, practically speaking, the only way to write Hazinu is to write the kol haTorah kula. So when the Torah says, kitzvu lachem et ha-shira hazos, in effect, it's saying, write the whole Torah. In fact, I want it on the Dvarim. Kol haTorah HaShulchan, it's really telling you to write the whole Torah. Because shira hazos means the whole Torah. Shira can mean the whole Torah. He proves it. Because the same passion in the Vayelech, it starts like this. Of course, the question is going to be, is this chat in the Rambam or is this chat without the Rambam? He says, Lule Divi Rambam, Shira means the whole Torah. It's not Kitzu Lechem as Hashira Azot. Vayich said Moshe as Hashira Azot. Vayram does B'nei Yisro. Iki Chalas Moshe Lichtov as Divi HaTorah Azot. Ad Tumom, Lekor HaSefer HaTorah Azeh, Vayadabre Moshe as Divi HaShira Azot Ad Tumom. says Aruch HaShulchan, first it says, it refers to the Shira, right? And then, at the end, it refers to Kol HaTorah Kula, Atumah. That Torah is Shira Ta'olam. There's also Shira Pratiyah, Shira Tayam, Shira Tazinu. That's how he says, Lule Devi Aramba. They go to Gemara Nadar and Aflam Ched, which see Mashmah Hedjah Kain, Ayin Shah. Yeah, but the Shaka Sari, where do you know about the Gemara Nadar and Aflam Ched? All depends how you learn Shat the Gemara. Who lit Nadar on here? Torah Gunas Timosh Rabbeinu himself. I keep to the Gemara Tashira Azot. Ashira the Chuda. I the Mantia, Ashira Azot, the Eight of Nei Yisrael. El Pupula Bialma. Look in the Nadar, famous figure. So, the Ron can learn Shat Mefurish that the Shira goes in everything. True, enough on the Ron. But the Rosh in his parish in the Dorms is not that way. V'lo nitna lehem Torah elezu ha-shira al matoy. If I can't, Kisru refers only to Hazinu. So this Hazinu should be an Eidus on Yisrael, so Kisru Torah should not consider part of the word Shira. So it's Mahom to Ram and the Rosh, Mesef to Shat, Mesef to the Dorm. That's the Arshakatai's interpretation. Shira means Taka Hazinu. That's the case. It's a good kasha. Let's have enough statements of Orem. But the Aruch HaShulchan learned that Shira means Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the alternative to Shira meaning Hazinu. It can't possibly mean Hazinu. It must mean Kol HaTorah. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not 100% Mukhlach. The Kitzur, the Aruch HaShulchan is right, and there's no Tzim HaShagat Ayat Kasha, there's no Kasha whatsoever. Okay. It's interesting, yes?
You can't
remember the Aruch HaShulchan. Which, the first thing? He said, call the Biyamah of your Rambam. When he is dying, he's near it. And he's going against the Rambam. That's clear. Oh, that's what the Shaka Sai talks about. It's someone else or everything else. I don't have either, so it's my mitzvah. Yeah, it's not part of that's what he talks about. Nechana. You want to say Nechana? What? The Aruch HaShulchan and Tzipal is an interesting idea. He wants to say Tzipal. That must have been, this is the core of the Rambam. We understood the Shira according to the man Hazinu. He wants to say no. Shira means the entire Torah up until Hazinu. Up until Hazinu. Because he says, Kitzul Lechemes HaShira Zol. Whatever exists right now, the last two passages of Kol don't exist yet. That's what he said. In Lo Kein, I used to be on the day, and I'm Mitzvah B'Ksiv, like Ad Hazinu. Shef Rishom Gama HaMitzvah, that's a Chochem. Hazinu at Sofa, and if some like Divine Avia, Basidus, you have to write it. Kamashvala and Sofa from Ad Sofa Mansh. Kachama Kitzu Lechem, Afilu Hashira Hazol. I like that shot. Afilu Hashira Hazol. Not only what came until now. Lupsha. Okay, so this is the Aruch HaShulchan suggest. Okay. In the same page, in Siv Dalet, Echad Me'agdolim says that if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah minus one letter, you're not Yosef. Shaka Sai Lam Zal. Against the Gemara, he said. The Gemara is Mefurish. Vigi Al Achaz Yosef. Mefurish. Before the Shaka Sai is emphasizing one very important word. And the important word is Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu Yosef. He looks up, but a lot of healers in this world. But he didn't do it. That's how the, I presume, the Shaka Sai would answer. Well, the Nechaz Chinuch, again, brings what I told you before. It's only if you bought it and were Magia. Because your Magia, if you didn't buy it, then the mitzvah may not be there. And this is the first story I said before. If you buy it, were Magia, also may not be there. Yes? The last letter. Could be. I assume that's what it means. The Magia wrote the last letter, but Shakatari, that's not good enough. You have to write every single letter yourself. If someone wrote the Bays of Bresh, you wrote the rest of it on your own. Is that? Speaking of every letter, I ask you a question. Do we know every single letter in the Torah? We should be keying in every single letter? What do you say about that? Because I'm Kedushin over here. What do you want to say in Kedushin? What does it say? We're not fucking in what? Haseiris v'yaseiris. Kanta Shagas Ayat Simulam 11 says, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa seiris ever told. Why we can't do it? Can't. We're not fucking with Haseiris v'yaseiris. We're not fucking with Yisrael. Can't do it. Amazing. The Minister of Sinner is just crazy. You can't believe it. You just can't believe it. How can it be? How can it be that we have this as a safe, as a mystery, which you just can't do it, like Kobana? Like Kobana, you understand. But Raman Lord is Mr. Rice never taught. And he didn't say we can't do it. I am also the Gemara Kedushin, we're not fucking with Hasera, as you said. Rama's against the Shagadayah. One, in the case where the meaning has changed. Two, where there's no change in the meaning at all. None. Close to the front of the word Aaron. Father, we have Aaron, Aleph, Hey, Reish, Moon, and the Christian Dollar Town Cool. And one story which has a verse which says, Aleph, Hey, Reish, Love, Moon. On Aspen, Lavina, the Bible rest is on Borrow 40. Time of Dodge came in from an Aspen, Lavina, he stole Aaron. I didn't get to put it up, I wonder what he said. Very small, compact as well. You know, compact as well. And he has also two a daka. So with an olive, so with a hang. No difference in meaning. He says, the only thing I may have been forgotten were things which make no difference in the meaning. But things which make a difference in the meaning, cast to show them. Vile on this kind of cloud. Half the soul of the body of this kind of put a star on there. This was cracked in the cannabis of the Zedek Tiba Zedekar. The half the soul of the battle of this kind of day and a shikha. Wow. So I see in Chassid. So, sure enough, on the bottom you write down the personal class. You didn't know about the Ramban? Rambam writes, the Tereish of the Torah, call Molei V'chantzim V'tov, post by Tereish of the Torah, Papa Pishin Amal Amorim. Right? Rambam is wrong. Did he know about it? Didn't know about it. Then he goes to Shagatai and says, even if it's true, it's Merupa V'yadeinu. The Machlag is highest fallen, the Yom Shemal, the Tosafa, the Tav, Vav, Tough, face up. Am I correct?
He called the Rambam.
So,
what am I in the
time? Says, if a sinner makes no difference, number is spelled with Tav, 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 it's all the same thing. Because of the end quarter Rashi said, Ebi Nathalis, he puts it above at the end, it means Ramos, that's a problem. Then we would, 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 the whole thing is wrong. Shaka's eye is wrong, and in the second episode, the Kofinim is also wrong. But look, he says, if it's a machlekes, what's the Mitzorah? There's not a machlekes in the world. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us what to do about it. What do you do with a machlekes? What do you do? Three words in the Chumash. Atre, Rabin, Lahato. Finished. The first Chazal was the question, even words in the second Torah. Alat Tile, Alat Tute, it's too high. That's still there. One is that Tuesday. Put away the Tuesday. Turn with that Tuesday. Finished. The whole word. Or a whole table. Every table tour in the world now is based on Nachar Avlahat. So, then it's based on whether it's that Tuesday or that Tuesday. So, the Vav, the Yud, the Riz, the Nala, the Hey, please follow our Rabbin. And whatever our Rabbin is, we follow. Hello, my, one of the Rabbin which has stocked over the Nala, over the Hey, please follow the whole Rabbin. That's all. And if you follow your Adam, you fulfill the rest. So that way, according to your Adam, end of story. So I think that's the Aruch HaShul. Always right. But look, it's endless. Yeah. If you follow the Shaka's eyes, logic is no mitzvahs or right stuff in the Torah. I can save a lot of time and money. Don't bother with the fillers. You spend so much time, this is not working. Rashi would have been a time, but there is, but they have been there. You go out to 64 pairs, you can wear. It's actually, each and every machot be machriya, achay, rabbi, lahad, and that's the end. Finished. That's it. Okay, but by the time it's not too much talk outside, let's read together the Rosh, Sim and Aleph. Okay, the Rosh is Sim and Aleph. The Almighty, the Vaday, with the tenth line, Mitzvah is all the other first day of the Torah. Fine. But he says, Rizal, for the Aleph and the big Aleph in parentheses, Rizal, the Doris, the Rishonim, she calls the Sefer Torah belong to them. Abel Ha'idna, she calls the Sefer Torah, Almighty, and also the Bata Kaysia, the Bukas of the Rabbin, but no one learns from the Sefer Torah anymore. Mitzvah Asehi, Shal Kolish, Yisrael, Ashi Yadam, Asegen, Lift of Chum Shea Torah, Umishka, Ugumara, Perusha, like Goldstein, who Bonham, the Mitzvah Kativa Satorah, he, Lumadon, Kiddik, Kitzu Lechem as Ashira Dol, the Lambda, Esbinei Yisrael, Si Mach Fifi Em, by the Agumara, by Perushim, Yeda, Tiris, and Mitzvah Sadinim Al-Buyam, Lachem, Heim, Heim, Asforim, the Adam, the Tuvah, the Kotva, Gamma, Yidu, the Mokwa, and the Luma, the Tavali, the Ish, the Rosh. Right? Black and white? Come to Madani Yosef, I have to see an old cup, the Kotva Beit Yosef. Yes, it's more. I explore a Rosh, lift to the Adam, and lift to the Sivus, and the Tola, and even the Chumash, and the Shayat, and the Mars, and the Shayat. There was all the time I feel it's been Doris, the Rishon was Doris, Ella, should be Doris, Ella, ain't loved him for him, and the Menichim, also in the blood, they spread the cancer. Liquid spread the rap, be in cake, for cake, Havel and the Mema, she got Aksha, Hayavim, Lift of Sefer Torah, be over the man, the shame she loved him, the Doris, the Rishon, love a part of the Mitzvah, she was Sefer Torah. You know, it sounds like, you know, forgive me for this, it's a wake up, like, you know, like reform. You can't readjust the Messiah to the Halacha, adjust the Halacha to the Messiah. What's wrong with it? I don't know what's wrong. Chayin Erali, Rabo, Elo, Lachadish, Mano, Chiyu, Chiva, Chumashim, and Mishnayas, and Gemara, and Perashim. Yisim, Mechirot, Shigam,
mitzvah, bichlal, mitzvah, 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 which is a yotze mitzvah, 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 mitzvah,
yep, basically. The time phrase is much more powerful. He says a little bit softly. Not in the beginning of race, I am a mind race, says, hey, the Vatel, Mithras, I say, the Chilu Fadar. What's this? A new covenant, a new testament, a form, what's that? Can't even Vatel of Mithras. That's his kasha. How could they be with this? But I have to be honest. In the world of the Rosh of Matra, it is no longer a mitzvah nowadays to write a Sefer Torah. It's only a mitzvah to write the Torah for Moshe Mishnah and Bedur with such a thing. Moshe said, that's how I read it. That's how the Prisha, tell it that way. Shach passes that way.
It's quite
nice. Now, they took a rush. Aye, says the Shach. Why don't we do what the Beis Yosef recommends? You know, he says, it's a zilzul to pull out a Sefer Torah and start learning from it. In the old days, when it was an issue to learn from anything else, no choice. Today, when we're allowed to learn from a Sefer Chumash, it's a zilzul. Every time I want to learn from a Pesach, and that's just imagine.
I'm
going to pop it.
I
wondered
about
that. I'll pop it again. I'm not looking for it. It'd be a big zil to save the top. It's not enough. Not enough. I'm Tasha. That's what I'm missing. I'm going to say, Zosa Torah. Most of them are flat. They're an eagle. Right? So Yaakovin, what the answer was, that there's already an old discussion in the Rishonim about this. I believe it's the Sefer Ikrim. Denies the Sefer of the Rama. Isn't that true? Not true. The mitzvah can change. He brings a raya from the mitzvah of Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Rishon Lachem Lachot Yerushan. You have to measure, you have to wrap the month. Rishon Shein Ishlishi. From Nisan on. What did you say? From Nisan? Oops. I already violated it. I'm calling it Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, these are names. Mar said that these new names came from Bavel. But that itself should be a violation of the mitzvah to say it's all right. Okay, the mitzvah can change. We pass back to Rambam. Mitzvahs can't change. So the answer is found in the Ramban of Chumash, not possible. But the Ramban says the mitzvahs that say, is the mitzvahs that say that even your calendar should remind you of Chazdei V'Nisei HaKadosh Baruch, of the Gula of Hashem. So after the Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, when the Ika Gula was the Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, so you had a Kav Rishon Sheni Shlishi, etc. But after they went to Babel and came back, so the more relevant Gula to them was the Shiva Tzion of them. They came back from Babel. And what reminded them of that? The Shemos which came with them from Babel, the Babylonian name. So they accomplished the same general mitzvah with different details. That's a very, very powerful statement. I have to be careful how you say this. But the Ramban seems to have said it. Indeed, look at the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, end of the first parak. The discussion there of whether there will be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Mashiach comes. Everyone knows this. Call your mechayach, the hobby of the Master Mashiach. That's what Chacham said. Ben Zoma says, Lobby Aleilus, presumably it does not come to Master Mashiach. There's no Zechira Sitiyah Sitiyah Master Mashiach. How can I be? You pass the mitzvah, ain't a potato, the Mashiach comes. And call the answer the same answer. The mitzvah to remember every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That was the Ikar Gula. But when Mashiach comes, as the Gemara puts it there, that we forget about the triumph, the Torah Sachronis, the Shachronis, the Rishonis, we're going to only think about the Gula of the Mashiach. So the same mitzvah, the same mitzvah of the chira, the tzitzis of the child will be fulfilled by remembering Yitzias HaGolos HaZot, Golos Edom, the Mashiach will come, is a great miracle. So too, the mitzvah tzitzis of the Torah, the land of B'nai Yisrael. So in the good old days, when Dvarim Shebichtav, Bichtav, Ba'al Peh, Ba'al Peh, you wouldn't want to change. So the way it did the land goes by writing the Sefer Torah. Today, when unfortunately there's been Shikra Sefer Torah, we have no alternative but to write Torah Shebichtav down and print the Chumashim and write the Mishnah Torah Shebichtav has been written down in Mishnah and the Gemara. That's the land. So that's the land. So the Kitzel HaKhem is fulfilled in a different way. A bittle. It's just a somewhat different version. That's what I understood. But the Shakas Aryeh in Lamed Vav has a more fundamental question against the Rosh. The Rosh is presuming that the two parts of the pasuk are related to each other. Kitzvul v'lamda. So it can't be. We get the Mefurash Gemara. We really have the Gemara. The Gemara says, Apilu Yoresh me'avotav mitzvah lichtav mishalom. Nope, if the whole mitzvah is just to have something to learn from, so the habit of the Yerusha, I shouldn't have to write it. That's the Shagat Aryeh's kash. Must be the base alternative is right. What do you say about that, Rabbi Sai? What do you say? That's right. So the Aruch HaShulchan, the fifth test, it's no right at all. Ein kakusha klal. The Vadai Mikra Molehu, the Tachas HaKtiva, who could have lamed in the civil lambda. Fine. El HaShatorah Gazra. Shehu be'atmo tzorech lichtov mashat tzorech l'lumos. Therefore, nowadays, tzorech lichtov be'atmo mishnayat the Gemara. That's all. You have to learn. You have to write what you can learn from. Or buy, as we talked about before. So it's a very good tachit. That's the sixth test. If it's yours, he has a whole beautiful shtickle term. He said, even assuming for the moment that the Shagas Aryeh's equation is correct, that if you were paskin that Yerusha is no good, then it has nothing to do with Limud, he said the Rosh might still be right. Because the Rosh never mentioned the Din, the Giyarshin, that's right in the Sefer Torah. We already mentioned earlier today, Shir, that Kassel, we pass him like a bayit. Of course, the question is, why should pass like a bayit? We have a qualified for Rava, or even Rava, because you follow Rava. So if a Shulchan has a stickle of pilpul in Sif Yud, which requires that you read the next 2 lines of Gemara. In Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph from the days, the Gemara says as follows. Eifri Abayit. The kol sefer Torah lo sefer Torah l'shmo shlo yisnoro shel achayim melech in hedjit lo melech in hedjit lo is next week's parsha, not this week, but next week's parsha. What's it by a melech? The kol sefer lo et mishneh ha-torah azos al sefer. A melech is required by 2 sefer Torah, not 1 but 2. So the Gemara Sakasha melech in Hedjit lo. And the more answers, lo shtrichel shtei Torah. Achas yotri yidnes yino. Yachas shemunachas lo bebeis ginozo. What's the Gemara Teret? Says Rashi, hod shani melech mei hedjotos, ilu hoyo hedjit tzaygalei b'chodah. U melech boi tarfi. The king requires 2. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan, very nice. The king requires 2, and a private person requires only 1. But the kasha remains. By a melech it says, Shalom Yisnor B'Shalachem. But by a hedge it doesn't say anywhere. Only place it says it's din, right, that Yerusha is no good, it's only by melech. It doesn't say it anywhere by private citizens. It's not found. So the Aruch HaShulchan is followed, the Peshat and the Gemara. You might have asked a double kasha. So number one, What's the kasha? How do you know that there exists a mitzvah on every Jew to write a Sefer Torah? Not from anyone Shas. I the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara, nah, the Gemara says, if you buy a Sefer Torah, you stop the mitzvah from the Shuk. You're a key in a mitzvah you have. Never the Rechiv mentioned, nowhere in Shas the Rechiv ever mentioned to write a Sefer Torah. That's the Gemara's kasha. And in addition, the Gemara has the kasha about the Yerusha aspect. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, when the Gemara answers Lo Tzricha L'Shtei Torahs, it's only answering the first kasha. And here the Brisa is telling us that the Melech has to write two Sefer Torah, but we understand it from elsewhere that he has to, even a private person must write one Sefer Torah. But the second kasha about Yerusha, the Gemara never answers. And therefore Abaye is right and Rabba is wrong. And therefore in reality, if you are Sefer Torah, you are Yosef. Because the essence of Kitzvu is V'labdas B'nei Yisrael. It's for learning purposes. And therefore, in fact, the Rosh is right. And now that we no longer learn from Sefer Torah, we learn from regular Svarim. And the mitzvah has not changed. It's for Ad Kan Aruch HaShulchan. Interesting pupil here in Siman Ayin Reish Sifu. Okay. Shakas Ari goes on his merry way and says as follows. If you don't have it, you all have Shulchan Aruch there or there on both sides? It's a nice summation of Shakas Ari. Everyone should get a Shulchan Aruch. We have a little mezuzah that's still around somewhere. There are probably more mezuzah Shulchan Aruch than our people at the present time. Never try to find a Shulchan Aruch there or there and give them a price to put some more on the shelf. No? You'll take it off? There or there, Chela Gimel. Everyone has it? Have access to one? If you can, I'll read you a summation of the Shakas Ari. From the Pitzkei Tshuva, Sif Kotten Yud, look inside together. Ayin Shakas, Ayin Lamed Vok. Shadokha Gamke, Divya Aprisha, Shakas, Divya Meina, Ayin Lamed Sefer Sefer Torah. Like a Mitzvase, the lesser, Dim Kain, and Minich, the other Sefer Torah, Amai Mitzvah Tov Mishalo, which you said, and the Vada, the Mitzvah Sefer Torah, Lav, Vitam, the Torah, Talia. And the Shakas, the Mikomakom, Ish Lifter, Midin Acher, we spoke about it already. At the end, ובזמן המורה, אם שלא היו בקיים בחסר עשי עשר עשי ספר כמה זה קידוש. אך היו לא עומדים מספר תורה, לא היו מספר דור רייס רק מדרבונן. Why they make it דרבונן? אם לא כן רק זה התורה משתקח עצמי ישראל, חד ששום. אולי טיימה, אם מניח לו עבור של ספר תורה, אין צורך לכלל משלו, כיוון זה מכל מקום יש לו ספר תורה למה ממנה, בזמן המורה. ובזמן הזה, that we no longer learn from the Sefer Torah, Lekha Afilu Mitzvah Derabbanan Ayin Shom. In other words, we all have the power to be Mevatel Mitzvah Hasei D'Oraita. But this is no D'Oraita anyway, because of our lack of the Kiyus. So Mevatel on the Derabbanan, on the level of Derabbanan, the Chas Derabbanan can say, you know what, guys? Instead of writing Sefer Torah, write Gemaras, write Chumash, some more practice. Ad Kan, the summation of the Shagas Ayin tradition. This is the Pesachet Shuvah Yud. Now turn our attention to the Pesachet Shuvah out. The first Pesachet Shuvah in the Chosef Torah. Stephen Sefer Torah B'Shutfus Im Yot Nidei Chavasa. The Beis Ephraim talks about it. And the Paradei David talks about it. They're all the Sukkot. Esrik is a Shalach. Esrik, you know, it has to belong to you personally. Tama ma'ol al minig ha'ol al deposhut ba'ein ha'kol b'chaburus or chaburus she'kos the Sefer Torah b'shutvus she'kol echad yotzivo yotzivo. As you get to, you go to a shul and you get 50 people, everyone chips in X dollars and they write a Sefer Torah. Who said the yotzivo? The Aruch HaShulchan, for sure you're not yotzivo, for sure. He says, Yesh me'agdolim, shenestapek, I quote the Pitzchet Shuvah, from the presumed Pitzchet Shuvah, Nivet borrowed the Ein Yosin, certainly not Yosin. For sure. What's so sure? It's a sick it out. First line. Did everyone know? Kol mitzvah saseh shiktiv sa'a Torah, she has called echad mitzvah levado. Whenever it's enough shutfus, it's a mefurish of drasha. But you can have two people sitting in the same circle as a drush. Lulav is lachem. See, people say kitzvah lachem, plural. No. Lulav is lachem. And nevertheless, Torah called echad levado. Have a lulav and etzrit. That's his right. What do you say about that raya, Rabbi Tzai? Come on. Is it a good raya or not a good raya? What do you say? Not necessarily a good raya. I'll tell you why. Because the assumption that the Rama makes is that somebody else can write a Sefer Torah for me. Can someone else pick up a lulav for me? Time? Yes or no? No. No. So, we could argue as follows. When someone else can not, when I have to do it myself, then, of course, everyone has to do it himself. Shit, this doesn't work. When I can do it to somebody else, vicarious, they can fulfill the mitzvah. So, no. Put two guys in the same as Mishalchim for the same Shalia. Of course, right, absolutely no right. Okay, that's number one. Another right. Afilu shalavos of loyato, shatu kula shalo, kol shken b'shutfus. What do you say about that? Not a riot, not a kol shken. Yashli did nothing. Now, he and his friend commissioned a sofa to write a Sefer Torah. They did something. That's a kabachom of priest. Oh, but now there's a third riot, which you can find in your Shulchan Aruch, in Rabbi Kiva Egan. The Torah's Chaim, Kivega quote, Kosav, the aim of the Hakdash Sefer Torah the Tzibur. Elim Kain, Kosav, Acheres, Atzal. Don't take a Sefer Torah and donate it to the Tzibur. Why? The Kevin, Shemak, Tisha, Rehu, Hekdash, Fulav, Shalom, the aim of Yosef, Bezeya, they mitzvah, Sefer, Kishul, Lechem. That's what he said. Zogdom, Bekivega. Mashma, the Mivshat, Shitele, the Torah's Chaim, in the Eishol Sefer Torah B'Shutfus, the Eino Yosef is that. So, Kishem Makdish the Tzibur, Gam Hu Shutafo. You're a partner, so why are you Yosef? So, the Torah's time is assuming that other portion, Torah's time is assuming that other portion, that Shutfus is no good. That's the third raya that we have, which is also quoted by the Rav Hashulchan, and Rabbi Kiva Egan. No, is it a good raya? I ask the same question. Is it a good raya? Is it a good raya? A fourth raya. Let's just finish the rayas today, and then we'll see tomorrow if they're good. A fourth raya. The Gemara and Ezra mentioned before. Mas Akasha, Melech Kol Kodlo Sefer Torah Lishmo. Right? Fact, the Gemara Melech in Hedjet Lo says the Aruch HaShulchan V'yim Noma de Hedjet Yosef B'shal Shutfus Lema de Zeru HaHefresh Ben Melech Le Hedjet the Melech Eino Yosef B'shal Shutfus the Hedjet Yosef Ha the Gemara no Achilish Niflo that the Melech has to write two Svarim and Hedjet has only one. No! Maybe a Melech is one and a Hedjet is one. Aye, so why is it something, what's special about a Melech? Simple. That by a melech it says the cost of lo, by a tzibur to the kitzvul lachem. So by a melech, everyone has to write it, the melech, everyone, every melech, the melech himself has to write his own Sefer Torah. With respect to plain private citizens, many can participate in one Sefer Torah. That's a distinction between melech and hedjah. How does Gemara know there's a distinction between one Sefer and two Sefer? The tarot is, says the Aruch HaShulchan, just like a melech cannot write it, must write his own Sefer Torah because of law, so too every private citizen must also write his own Sefer Torah. Fushi Gemara. So these two riots, we haven't yet been dove. tune in tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll call for the Ars Sameach, and that's the Torah, we talk about these two riots, and we'll continue to discuss the fundamental character of the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, and other Nafka Minhag as well.